Sarah Ott used to think that climate change was fake. She got this idea from her friends at church and a radio host who had conservative views. But now, she has changed her mind and is all about clean energy and teaching teenagers about climate change. It wasn't easy for Sarah to make this change because she had to leave her old community and deal with people criticizing her. But she realized that the truth is important and she wanted to make a difference. Sarah's family background and her parents' love for science made her care about nature and the environment. When she first heard about climate change, as a kid, she didn't think it would affect her. She went to college to study animals and became a science teacher, but she started believing that climate change was a hoax because of what she heard on conservative radio shows. One thing that made Sarah change her mind was listening to a non-profit radio station that talked about climate change in a reasonable way. She started looking at other sources of information and realized that her friends and church group had different views. After the 2016 US presidential elections, she decided to leave her old group and went back to teaching. She made new friends who believed in the same things as her. Now, Sarah volunteers with groups that want to find solutions to climate change and teaches her students about it. It was hard for her to admit that she was wrong, but she thinks it's important to be a good example and to understand others who might be going through the same thing. She says that it's important to connect with people by finding things you have in common and creating a supportive environment for them to change their minds. New research shows that in the US, people are becoming more divided when it comes to climate change. But there is also evidence that people are changing their minds. Sarah's story shows that education and being open to new ideas can help us deal with climate change skepticism.